Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today. And we want to remind you, yes, it is daylight savings time. Hopefully we're all on board with that by now. And I know it's a little disconcerting to the body and adjusting, so hang in there on that. And we're also in a Mercury retrograde. So there's a lot of people having a lot of technological problems. So be patient with your computer and everybody, because we are in that time, and it's going to end on the 28th. So that'll be good.
Yes, it will. Well, hey, we want to remind you, as always, the free natural health lecture series continue at Vitamin Life in Redmond. This weekend, it's on acid reflux, heartburn, and GERD. One of my specialties, one of the things I talk about a lot because of our connection to power pH, which we highly recommend for all of those things, reflux, heartburn, and GERD. The whole idea is being
alkaline.
Alkaline, mm-hmm. Yeah, staying alkaline, having those buffering metallic salts in your system so these problems don't come up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've talked about that and we will in the future.
Also want to remind you again, if you haven't tried the Focused Life Force Energy free 15-day trial, truly you are missing out. It's so easy to sign up. You go to conscioustalk.net. At the top of the page is a button now that says Conscious Partners. Click on that. It'll drop down. Click on FLFE and boom, it takes you to the free 15-day trial page and you can sign up. Remember, Focused Life Force Energy is that subtle energy that technology today is able to use, and you're able to cover your home, your property, or like a cell phone, an object, and it raises the frequency of the property or your cell phone, and it also protects you from EMFs and all sorts of things. So it's a very good program. Give that a try.
Also, I want to remind you, we'll be talking to some sponsors in the near future, and there will be some deals coming up. So stay tuned,
we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so when was the last time you really pushed your boundaries and overcame something fearful? Remember how expanded you felt when you did? Well, we'll talk to Dr. Emma Mardlin. She thinks you can develop a mindset to feel that way again and again, and in the process, achieve anything. She's the author of Out of Your Comfort Zone. She's coming up next. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny. Welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Dr. Emma Mardlin, as Benny mentioned. Dr. M, as she's known as, is a founding partner of the Pinnacle Practice, a well-being clinic and training consultancy in London on Harley Street. She's a clinical therapist and performance coach holding a doctorate in psychotherapy, mind-body medicine. She's also an international trainer in her field, a metaphysical researcher in the reversal of various physical and psychological health conditions, and author of the 5-star reviewed book Mind Body Diabetes and Out of Your Comfort Zone. We're talking to her about out of your comfort zone because a lot of us seem to be in that situation. Dr. M, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Hello, thank you for having me on the show. I'm very excited to speak to both of you because I was reading up on some of your fantastic accomplishments, how you've actually both been well out of your own comfort zone and how you've both overcome cancer.
Well, thank you. And yes, we were definitely out of our comfort zone on that one. Oh, dear. Okay, well, we're going to get her back. She's calling us from out of the country, so we're having a little problems. Remember when I first introduced the show today, I said we are in a Mercury retrograde. So it's all about miscommunications and technological problems, and sometimes there's traffic issues, and your battery, you know, doesn't start the car in the morning. There's just all sorts of things. Or you go to the bank, and their computers aren't working.
Oh, yeah, well, and I was just finishing up taxes and trying to print my returns. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people e-file, but this was something that I actually had to print, and it won't print. So
that's Mercury for you.
Yeah, those are the kind of things that happen, and that definitely has taken me out of my comfort zone.
This is where breathing helps, being patient helps, using a little humor helps, because if you're one of those people that are really impatient, then you're going to have a problem going through Mercury retrograde, because a lot of little things kind of go wrong. And it's really about the universe. When Mercury backs up, it's really about us taking some deep breaths, redoing, rethinking, receiving. I use that one because we're so, you know, we're so trained not to receive what the universe is offering, but to be in resistance to it. So it is about receiving what the universe is saying, to really rethink and redo and regroup and all the re everything.
Yeah. And you know, what we're talking about when we get Dr. M back, you know, this whole idea of getting outside of your comfort zone. The thing is, when you do, and you're able to come back to some kind of normalcy, you know, it's a great feeling, mm-hmm. you know, to actually go through something difficult. And I think we're actually built for this.
Yes.
I remember back in the 70s and 80s, everybody was doing things like rope courses and just stuff that they'd never done before. And with the whole idea of kind of building that confidence in yourself. And mm-hmm. what she talks about in her book is actually building this mindset. So, you know, you can use this on a daily basis. It's like other things, it's a muscle. And, you know, Brenda can attest to this. I love learning new things, so I'm always jumping into stuff. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's definitely outside my comfort zone. This has been true with, like, horses since we moved over here to this side. So that's the value of doing these kind of things. Well, we have her back. And Emma, we were just talking about the value that we've found in our lives of being outside our comfort zone, because it feeds a confidence that then you can use in other things, take it into other areas of your life. So is that basically why you wrote this book?
Absolutely. I think on a daily basis, both personally and professionally, I've always been out of my comfort zone. So I know how that helps you to make profound, deep changes. And I don't know if you heard much of what I said when I first came on the show, is that I'm so excited to speak to both of you, having read your own accomplishments in terms of how you naturally overcame cancer, with both of your stories, which is amazing. And I'm sure you learned so much from that process and had to go deep within yourself, and that really helped to push you forward and lead the life that you live now in abundance and with so much knowledge, as I hear, you know, from your radio station.
Yes, and like I said, I don't know if you heard us when I said we were definitely out of our comfort zone, but we did learn a lot. We had to dig deep, and it was really about not so much facing fear, but embracing fear. embracing it, being with it, and then learning what I needed to learn in order to get to the other side of fear. And you say in your book, we are born with only two things that we fear. What are these?
Yes, that's just loud noises and the fear of falling. So that's really an instinctive fear, almost to just protect us, you know, so we don't walk off the edge of cliffs, and the loud noises alert us to something that might not be quite right. But everything else is really about irrational fear, and that's the kind of fear I'm talking about that we
Did we lose her again, Denny?
We lost her again. Well, the international connections are not going very well today. And, you know, so it is. We haven't had this happen, actually, for quite a while.
A very long time.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Way back when, it happened on a very consistent basis. I mean, we've been doing this show for 18 years. And At one point, I used to make it a regular practice of looking up sunspot activity. Because when there was a lot of sunspot activity, telephone communications would go down. Radio stuff just, you know, goes weird from those strange electromagnetic forces.
Well, and keep in mind that our infrastructure has not kept up either with, you know, what's happening with climate change and sunspots and everything that's going on the planet. So we don't have that strong of infrastructure. And again, we're in a Mercury retrograde, so here we are.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting because the new technologies that have come on, we will... you know, we're kind of stuck with, they've taken over. I mean, and we're in a transitional period. Things like cell phones, hey, they are great. They give us a lot of freedom, but we also have a lot of electromagnetic field problems going on in our homes and just all over our communities. But also, sometimes the magic works, sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've learned to sort of put up with this idea. But, you know, I still, that's why we always keep a landline. I mean, we have to for a radio show. So I think we're going to run off to a break. We're going to see if we can reconnect with Dr. Emma Mardlin. The book that we wanted to talk about was Out of Your Comfort Zone, because we are, so many of us, out of our comfort zones, and we need to break these boundaries that we've created for ourselves so that we can live really more beyond limits, and that's partly the subtitle of her book. So hang on. We're going to run off to a break, and we will see if we can put this back together.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Conscious Talk Radio. Get your dose today.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and hey, we figured it out. And this is great. You know, it's so apropos because we are talking about being out of your comfort zone, and that's actually the name of the book of our guest, Dr. Emma Mardlin. It is Out of Your Comfort Zone, Breaking Boundaries for a Life Beyond Limits. And Dr. M, this, as we said, you know, here we were live radio and our communications broke down. And, you know, we'd prepared to talk to you and have our questions and all those kinds of things. And all of a sudden, we have, you know, we have to make up something to talk about. So that's used to really be out of our comfort zone.
But I can now, imagine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But now, of course, you know, we've been doing this show for 18 years, so it's kind of hard to stop us from talking. but part of being in your comfort zone practice. I mean, putting yourself in situations. I mean, we've been through this before.
Yes. I think everything is about practice and everything's about taking the learnings to move ourselves forward because, excuse me, I'm choking now. I will get there in the end, I promise. Yes, totally out of my comfort zone here. No, but joking aside, I think it's very easy for life to sweep us by and to get sucked into just moseying on through life or carrying on about our day-to-day business and even getting comfortable with the fears and the limitations that we have, because everything that isn't a positive emotion ultimately pertains back to a fear. So maybe you guys, if you were thinking what was the fear, that you would run out of things to say or that you might not say something interesting or that you wouldn't perhaps be good enough, because that's a main fear that most of us actually do have at different points in life. And it is
being able to go inside ourselves and recognize that, to then be able to push through it, push through our boundaries, to take us out of our comfort zone and be comfortable being out of our comfort zone. But in that sense of things, as we touched on earlier, is feeling the fear of being out of our comfort zone to drive us forward.
Well, I know that I had asked you that you said in your book there were two fears that we were born with, and you said it was the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. So does that mean, Dr. M, that all the other fears that we have, especially that one that you just mentioned, that we're not good enough, is that something we learn? Is this taught to us then, not directly but indirectly, through our parents and our peers and et cetera?
Yes, I think so, because like we said, we have the two natural fears we're born with, and certain other fears are natural in terms of being conscientious. But the not feeling good enough is generally something that we've had suggested to us. That might be consciously or even more so unconsciously, as you say, through upbringing, through our parents, through teachers, and even what we observe and what we take in externally. At the moment, something I talk about that's very prevalent is a new age fear, and that's like a background fear, what I think a lot of people experience, because it seems that we're besieged by a certain background anxiety where there isn't always a root cause for this. So it's not always something that we've had suggested to us by parents, teachers or upbringing, but more how we now have to work within the modern world in terms of social media and our lives being so exposed to scrutiny and the competition as well that people seem to experience as they're on social media. So for example, if you take a platform like the business social media like LinkedIn, you see how many people do so many different things and how wonderful they are at something. I know a lot of clients I see, it does give them a very subconscious anxiety that they're not actually good enough, because it seems that everybody else is having such great lives and doing so many different things, when actually that's a false reality a lot of the time, because it's what is, you know, what's on the internet. It's not always real. And the only reality we do have is our own internal reality. So if we do have those fears, limitations and blockages that we aren't good enough, you can see how that then escalates and manifests as a background anxiety.
Mm-hmm. It's like we're constantly comparing ourselves. And you know, we can attest to that when we first started our show. And we were actually the first show in this genre on this station. It wasn't even this station at the time. It was a rhythm and blues station. So we had the fears of, would anybody want to listen? Is what we have to, you know, put forward going to be valuable for them and really helpful for them? Do we really know what we're doing? Can we really be a really good radio host? That kind of thing. All those were sitting there. And most of it, like you say, Dr. M, is propagated from something that we're taught, that we have to measure up. And if we don't measure up to certain expectations, then we aren't good enough, or maybe we don't get it right. You know, we're not doing it, quote unquote, the right way. And we work with clients, and those are some of the deep seated fears that come up all the time. One of them you just spoke of, not being good enough. But the other one is not getting it right. And again, those are our learned behaviors. So is simply confronting our fear going to be enough to help us?
Well, it's certainly one of the ways, and that's something I label as screw it, just do it, in terms of confronting it, putting yourself out there, and to hell with things. You know, what's the worst that can happen a lot of the time? And that's a great way. That works for some people, and that's certainly the way I was raised from being young. My mum just made us get out there and do things whether we liked it or not. But you know, that's not always possible for people. And I've learned that growing up through my life. So we have to then look to other ways of building resilience in order to be able to put ourselves in the space in order to do the very things that scare us. And the book talks a lot about that. You've probably noticed the 30-day resilience builders. So there's a challenge every day for 30 days to just help build confidence and to do certain things, common things that do actually scare people, to start incrementally getting out of your comfort zone so then you can go on to tackle the big things, the subjective things. But another way, the third way I talk about really getting out of your comfort zone is to tackle the root cause of negative emotion, almost an emotional cleansing of anything negative, any limitations that block a person. So then you're fully equipped to go forth and tackle anything. And once you're rid of those, it really allows you to expose what your true core blueprint is and what you really might want in life that you otherwise have been prevented from getting. So there's a lot of ways of getting out of your comfort zone, and just phenomenal things you can achieve once you actually do that, however it's best for you to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you're kind of laying out the reasons for why this is actually important. And it's kind of surprising how many people are living in fear and living small lives and not getting out there. You know, why do you think that is? I mean, this is obviously, it's been very important in our lives because of what we've discovered, but we could have gone a different road.
Oh, of course, definitely. I think you two are fantastic in terms of how you've pushed your own comfort zones and now lead the lives that you lead because of that. But I think for a lot of people, they don't always realize what's possible and how much power they actually have inside of themselves, that once they get rid of negative blockages, what you can go and do. But, you know, depending on how far you want to go back with this, but let's say we're born as a blank canvas, and then it's experiences throughout life, even when we're babies and the unconscious mind is exposed, all the experiences we have culminating in how we feel about certain things and the particular fears that we develop. So sometimes, a lot of the time, these are picked up at school as well. If you make a mistake, you can be punished for that. And so that's teaching a young mind that's like a sponge that it's bad to get things wrong, when actually it's not at all. It's good to make mistakes because it shows that you're moving forward, you're learning something, and you're able to take those learnings and move to where you need to be. I always say there's no such thing as failure, because that's a common fear people have as well. The only time you fail is if you stop trying and you don't move. And when you don't move and you don't do anything, you're just having an existence. You're not living. So as much as you can learn from your mistakes and never fear failure, because it's just a learning that something didn't work out quite as well, therefore you can go on and try something else. And as long as you keep going and trying other things and exploring, then, you know, how can any of us fail?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I love that outlook. Well, we're here with Dr. Emma Mardlin. The book is Out of Your Comfort Zone, Breaking Boundaries for a Life of Limits. Her website is outofyourcomfortzone.uk. We'll be back right after these messages.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Conscious Talk, empowering your day.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
And welcome back. Hey, folks, thanks for being with us here today and starting your day with us. We're on 5 days a week here, and then we're on the weekends in Spokane and Coeur d'Alene on KSBN, 1230 a.m., and, of course, here at 1150 a.m., streaming live, also podcasting now, and that's podcast1/conscious-talk. That's how you get to the podcast. And then, of course, we do archive all of our shows and keep them up there for almost 2 years. And the podcasts and the archives are free to download. So make sure you investigate that. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And we're here with Dr. Emma Mardlin. We're talking about her book, Out of Your Comfort Zone. And you know, we have generally talked about why this is a good thing to do, and we want to assure our listeners that you have somewhat of a roadmap here. I mean, there are principles that one can follow to actually take advantage of being out of your comfort zone and get everything that you can from it. So where does one start?
Oh, wow, that's a fabulous question, because as you know, there's so much in the book, but I have set out the, it's called the Zone Test, which is an introspective quiz, which is a very specific series of questions to help people go inside themselves and think about things that they may not have had time to think about, as we were saying before, because life can sweep you by so easily. And these questions help you detect where you're at the moment in terms of your level of thinking and, you know, what kind of comfort zone you're actually in, because the answers to the questions are consistent with certain levels of thinking and comfort zones. So that gives you a particular score and an analysis of where you're sort of at in life in terms of how much you go forward and break your boundaries. Are you a bit of a risk taker, or do you like to stay in a nice comfortable zone, and you know, you may be just content with where you're at in life but not really pushing forward and having the things that you particularly want. So I have that at the beginning of the book, and then recommend taking it again at the end of the book, so there's a nice measurement for you to see personally how you come with things and your personal development. And also, taking the Zone Test in itself allows you to highlight areas of your life that you might want to focus more on, or may give you more fulfillment if you focus on that area. And it's all geared up to becoming what I call a zone zero personality, which is a certain score over 100. And that's where you don't really have a comfort zone. And that's not to say you never feel fear, but you never fear the fear. You never fear curveballs coming at you in life. You never fear taking risks for the fear of failure. You're actually happy to step out of your comfort zone. You're happy to constantly push yourself forward. Nothing or no one stops you. And I go through the certain markers of a zone zero personality test as well later in the book, but that's the starting points, so you can see where you're at the moment in terms of how you need and what you need to do to be able to come out of your comfort zone and get everything that you can in life.
You know, one of the things that we talk about a lot is dealing with what is, because we have so many beliefs and, you know, long habited patterns that we don't seem to be able to actually focus very much on, quote, reality often, because we're creating our own as we go along. And so getting out of your comfort zone, is that something that can help us in this arena?
Totally. For a lot of people, coming out of your comfort zone can even be exploring more about yourself and taking time to go within yourself and realize where you need to be at. So in the book, I talk a lot about meditation as well and how much that can help, and explaining about brainwaves, so how our brains actually function, because when we're going about our daily business and, you know, we're faced with natural stresses and everything's so fast paced, we can be in what we call a high beta state. So our brains are just constantly active, and I know a lot of people have trouble switching off as well. So certain music can help lower these brainwave levels to even the same brainwave levels we have when we're sleeping. So we nicely have our unconscious minds exposed then, and when we do have our unconscious mind at work, that's when the healing takes place, and our bodies naturally heal themselves with certain hormones that are induced, and that's obviously really beneficial. So that for a lot of time can be stepping out of your comfort zone for people. Mm-hmm. So when I do talk anything about stepping out of your comfort zone, it's not finding the nearest bridge and bungee jumping off it, as a lot of people might think. Naturally, you know, doing a heap of jumping out of planes and crazy stuff, which is great if you want to go and do that.
Dr. M, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with Dr. Mardlin, out of your comfort zone.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk. And, you know, it's been over 18 years we've been exploring some themes that you probably don't explore on a regular basis, or certainly not while you're driving in your car on your way to work. And so we like actually putting you a little out of your comfort zone, although we feel it's very comfortable here.
Yes.
And that's kind of the subject of today, because we're talking about Dr. Emma Mardlin's book with the same title.
Yes, out of your comfort zone.
And here's something that we wanted to laugh about, because the subtitle is Breaking Boundaries for a Life Beyond Limits. And Brenda was just testing to see if you were listening, because she said before that it was Breaking Boundaries for a Life of Limits. And, you know, so we caught you there.
Hopefully you were paying
attention. Yeah, we caught you there.
So, Dr. M, I have an interesting question. When I was young, very, very young, my parents used to tell me how fearless I was, and I grew up with two brothers, and I would do things that my brothers wouldn't even do.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, and I was told that I was very brave and courageous, and I was very fearless. And even in high school, to a degree, I got dubbed with that type of courage. And in my 20s and 30s, even 40s, I was still there. And then as I progressed into my 50s and 60s, and I'm hoping that a lot of our listeners can relate, especially women, I found myself becoming way more cautious than I ever was before. And certain things that I would have jumped right into, I hesitate. I pull back. I give it a lot of thought. Yes, some fear comes up sometimes. That's part of the equation. But more, it's just about really being overly cautious now. And I'm wondering, is that a natural progression as we age?
That's a fabulous question, because the only reason that would happen naturally as any of us age is if we've had so many experiences as we've gone through life that have actually unconsciously, subconsciously, or consciously caused us to have a limitation or fear of something that's actually made us more cautious. And then the other reason is that you may have just had a change in values in terms of actually reaching the point where things just aren't as important to you anymore and you don't see the greater purpose of doing certain things. Mm-hmm. And then another reason would be, especially for women, when you have to go through the certain natural life cycle and changes again, and I deal with this a lot in practice, is the actual menopause, because that in itself can cause a lot of anxiety hormonally, because there are so many reasons why we experience anxiety, from psychological, emotional triggers to different physical reasons, from the menopause to thyroid disorders, even Lyme's disease. There are lots of reasons, or even just a more of a hyperintuitiveness, which is a very interesting one. That might actually be the case with yourself, Brenda, because as you loved, you've gone through so much and so many changes in values throughout your life, that maybe things just aren't as important anymore, or your intuition has increased that much that rather than you actually being anxious per se, your mind is alerting you to something that maybe that's not quite right, or maybe, you know, I need to protect myself by not doing that. And that's what the anxiety is trying to tell you, that you don't really need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or and what's interesting, and of course we talk about this a lot, that so many of our answers we found come from going inward. And you talk about that. Mm-hmm. And it's actually one of the ways that you reduce anxiety, et cetera. We all need to learn about ourselves. And isn't it interesting that we get so anxious about that? I mean, people don't do those things that, they're out of their comfort zone and doing things that are actually good for themselves. Isn't that weird?
Exactly. And really, it's looking at what fear does that actually pertain to? Is a person embarrassed? What inhibition is it to, or are they scared what they'll actually find if they do go deep within themselves? And it's, you know, the book coaches you through going through that process, so you actually lose those fears. So parts of the book, I actually say it's a no comfort zone area, because that takes you really deep, because that's about the quantum world and going into what you want to create and determine for your future life going forward. That's really exploring the core things of what you want. Hence, it's at the end of the book, so mm-hmm. we can build up to getting there. But certainly, it's a big fear of many people.
Well, I know you write about 7 key principles, Dr. M, that ensure success. Can you just give us a couple of what those are?
Sure. Well, one of the main ones is actually something I say, creating change windows. So instead of staying within your comfy zone and making the same decisions that you would usually do, which is creating a life of the sameness, actually choose to make a different decision, preferably a positive one, but just something that you wouldn't normally do. Choose to do something different, and that will just open up a whole new world. No matter how small that change is, it's just creating a change. And once you do create those small changes, you'll notice the world around you begins to change. So whether they're small decisions or big decisions, look to making a different decision that's going to push you in a different direction and open up different opportunities. I even give the example of you can do the 30-day resilience builder challenges, and the fact of actually deciding to say buy the book and push out of your comfort zone is one positive decision. And then you would see these 30-day resilience builders, and if you actually decide to do those and again push furthermore more boundaries. Just imagine how many more new people you could meet by taking on these challenges, and how many more opportunities that could create in life that wouldn't ordinarily happen. For example, you could even meet the love of your life, you know, if you're single and you're doing something else. So it's really about creating change windows, no matter how big or small. And then I talk a lot as well in the seven principles is about focus, where you put your focus. So in the book, there's actually a very simple example of a magic eye picture, where it's a corner house building, and if you look up at it, it's like the corner is sticking out, and if you look at the bottom of it, it's like the corner is sticking inwards. And it's basically just to say, where you put your focus, for example, at the top of the picture or at the bottom of the picture, if one was positive and one was negative, although it's the same picture, you're going to actually notice the one where you put your focus. So you can choose whether to put your focus on the positives in life or the negatives in life, yet life is still the same. It's still the same things happening or the same events, but you can choose what you pull out of it. And obviously what you put your focus on, your energy and attention to, you attract more of that back to you. And it's a great example just to try today, even where you put your focus. If you look at the things that you're, say, grateful for in life, or the positives of any situation, you'll notice that you then feel better and you start to attract more of that in your life than if we can all pull out negatives, you know, if you look hard enough at something, but then how things go from bad to worse when you start to do that.
Yeah, we have talked a lot on this show about where do you put your attention, you know, and if it's more into gratitude, it certainly gives a lot of grace in the life and a lot of ease. Well, folks, the book is Out of Your Comfort Zone, Breaking Boundaries for a Life Beyond Limits by Dr. Emma Mardlin. The website is outofyourcomfortzone.uk. And of course, all that information is up on our site at conscioustalk.net on her guest page. Dr. Mardlin, thank you so much for being with us today, for writing such a great book and spending time with it. Really appreciate it. And folks, as always, we appreciate you spending time with us. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.